We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball, as tonight it's game number 5 of a 7-game series between the DJs and the Daytona Tortugas. And it's also almost time for the anthem, a little bit of a condensed pregame show for you tonight. So let's take a listen into the anthem, and then we'll get you set for a ball game. How about those high notes on that national anthem? Almost time for baseball between the DJs and the Daytona Tortugas. Glad you're with us on your Friday night under the hot sun here in Florida. Game time temperature at 88 degrees. Blue Jays come into this one at 16-16 in the second half of the season, while Daytona is 17-14. They're only a game out of a playoff spot, while the Blue Jays are 4.5 games out of a playoff spot. Let's get you the starting lineups first for the visitors, the Dunedin Blue Jays. Carter Cunningham will lead it off tonight for the first time in his pro career, playing first base. Arjun Namala is at shortstop, batting second. Aaron Parker is the DH, batting third. Edward Duran will catch and bat cleanup. Joan Helipunte is out in center, batting fifth. Jeuni Munoz will play right and bat sixth. Braden Berry moves to the 7th spot today, playing left. Drew Jemison is over at 3rd, batting 8th, and Bryce Arnold rounds it out, batting 9th, and playing 2nd base. We'll get you Daytona's starting lineup in the bottom of the inning. They send Michael Byrne, a right-hander on rehab from AAA, to the mound. He'll be followed later by a right-hander, Ben Broody, but Byrne, a big guy, stands on the rubber, 6'3", 205. Native of Orlando, so he's pitching in his home state once again. He came up through the Red system with these Tortugas, so he has played some baseball here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Drafted by the Reds in 2018 in the 14th round. We'll get you the Tortugas defense as we go along. A little bit of a delay before first pitch as there was a ball sitting on the outfield turf. That's the third time that's happened this week. First pitch to Cade Cunningham. Carter Cunningham, no relation to Cade Cunningham, misses outside ball one. Carter went 0 for 4 yesterday with an RBI. Pitch is ripped on and missed. A ball and a strike. Getting started at 6:35 Eastern time, right on time. Byrne from the stretch, kicks and fires, and Cunningham bounces it foul. On the first base side. on the artificial turf. It is all turf on the playing surface, with the exception of the mound and the home plate circle. All dirt thereabouts. Everywhere else, the infield is a dirt color. The 1-2, Cunningham waves and misses. Had a breaking ball from Byrne, and Carter Cunningham is down on strikes to open the first inning. Brings up Arjun Namala. Namala, the Blue Jays' number three prospect, has been excellent this week. And not just this week, going into last week, he's on a power surge. First pitch is bounced fair down the third base line. Sanchez backhands, long throw to first is late. Namala beats it out. His bat stays hot. It's an infield single with one out in the first. Namala went 3-for-5 yesterday for his first three-hit game as a pro. He picks up where he left off here tonight. Here comes Aaron Parker to the plate. We've got no score, just getting started in the top of the first. Parker had yesterday off after catching game one of the doubleheader on Wednesday. First pitch is in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. In a very small sample size, Parker has been pretty darn good. Two hits in his first two pro games. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped into Burns' mitt. Connor Burns behind the plate. Fun coincidence there. Byrne throwing to Burns. Carlos Sanchez is the third baseman. Sammy Stafura is the shortstop. Trey Faltine at second as the 0-2 misses low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Jack Moss patrols first base today. In the outfield from left to right for Daytona, it's Eastmith Pineda, Yerlin Confidon, and Malvin Valdez. Byrne from the first base side, kicks and fires. There goes Namala. Pitch misses low and away. Throw down. They got him. Excellent throw from Connor Burns. Erases Namala's one-out single. And now there's two down. Two balls, two strikes on Aaron Parker. It is really tough to run on Connor Burns. And that was not an easy pitch to handle as a catcher and make a good throw. It was a breaking ball, low and outside. Wasn't really close to the zone, but it was a perfect throw. The 2-2 misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Wind is breezing out to left center, as it has all week here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Crowd still filing in on a toasty Friday. Payoff pitch, check swing from Parker on a back foot breaking ball. He went, and that's strike three. Michael Byrne faces the minimum in his lone inning of work tonight. It'll be Ben Broody for the second. But first, Daytona coming up next in the bottom of the first. We've got no score through a half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Fernando Perez takes the baseball for the Blue Jays tonight, squaring off against this Tortugas lineup. Yerlin Confidon leads it off. He's out in center. Carlos Sanchez will bat second. Sammy Stafura in the three-hole. Ariel Almonte is the DH batting cleanup. Jack Moss will bat fifth. Connor Burns in the sixth spot. Esmith Pineda will bat seventh. Malvin Valdez to follow. And Trey Faltin, who's had a nice week, will bat ninth. Perez, one of the system's best pitching prospects right now, fires the first pitch to Yerlin Confidon, and it's cracked deep to right. Munoz back. He looks up. It's gone. Wow. 111 miles an hour off the bat from Yerlin Confidon. He tells Fernando Perez, yeah, welcome to the Jack. A laser beam solo homer makes it 1-0 Daytona in the first. Man. Number 7 for Confidon this season. Here's Carlos Sanchez. He's without a homer this year. First pitch to the lefty. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Sanchez had a good day yesterday. 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. And Daytona's 8-5 win. The series currently tied up at 2 games apiece. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped. As Sanchez chased a changeup. It's 0-2. Sanchez hitting 208. He's swung it a bit better coming back from the Arizona Complex League. He lays off the off-speed in the dirt that time. 1-2. It is a little more rare to see a homer in right field here than it is left. Wind almost always blowing out to left. The 1-2. Home run hack comes up empty that time. Sanchez down on strikes. Fernando with a good bounce back. Got him on the fastball at 95. And here's Sammy Stafura. Stafura homered earlier in the week. He's got 3 on the year. Went 1-for-5 yesterday with 2 Ks. First pitch. He lays off the curveball down and away. And it's 1-0. Perez with a pretty darn standard 4-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup, curve. 1-0. Stafura lines it foul. First base side above the Blue Jays' first base dugout. It's 1-1. Stafura, the Reds' number 14 prospect. Early round draft pick last year, hitting 265 with Daytona. The 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. Got a piece of Edward Duran. So home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater will walk a new baseball out to Fernando. Give Duran a few moments. As if it's not hard enough to be a catcher on a day like today. One thing to keep an eye on today will be Perez and how long his leash is. In his last start, he was removed early in the third inning. He only went 2 2/3, his shortest start of the year. It appeared that he maybe got a little woozy or dizzy. 1-2 is tapped back past the mound to the second baseman, Arnold. He scoops it up, throws low to first, but Cunningham comes up with it. Good scoop from Carter. It's a 4-3 put out. And there's 2 down for Ariel Almonte. It's Daytona 1, Blue Jays nothing. Bottom of the first, thanks to the solo homer from Confidon on the first pitch. Fernando threw. First pitch to Almonte. He takes a changeup way out in front of the plate. Fernando bounced it. It's 1-0. But last week, it appeared that the heat maybe had something to do with Fernando's very short start. The 1-0. Sails high. 2 balls, no strikes on Almonte. A guy who can be described as a little bit of an all-or-nothing hitter. 201 average, but a league-high 17 bombs. The pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. 2-1. The numbers on Fernando overall this year are excellent. 3.71 ERA and 15 games started as a 20-year-old in single A. 82 strikeouts to just 20 walks. The 2-1. Almonte takes low. Three balls and a strike on one of the league's most dangerous power hitters. Perhaps most impressive is Fernando's whip. One even. The 2-1. Almonte flies it high in the air to center. This one will stay in the yard as Aponte takes a few steps in. He makes the two-handed catch, and the inning is over. Fernando Perez retires three straight after a solo homer from Yerlin Confidon welcomes him to the ball game. So after one, it's Daytona 1, Blue Jays nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays offense now with some early work to do as we go to the second inning. They trail 1-0 thanks to a solo homer from Yerlin Confidon. It's got Daytona in front as Ben Broody takes over on the mound. First pitch to Edward Duran, misses low, ball one. Ben Broody, a right-hander, native of Rhode Island, drafted by the Reds at a high school in Rhode Island in the 11th round in 2022. From the stretch, he kicks and fires. And misses inside. Two balls, no strikes on Edward, who is on a two-game tear. Five for his last seven across the last two with three doubles. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside. Three balls and no strikes on Edward. With the big performances, Edwards' batting average, .251 now. 3-0. He takes a hair outside. That's ball four. And the Blue Jays have the leadoff man on in the second. Brings up Joan Helaponte. Ponte, the Blue Jays' center fielder tonight, had the day off yesterday. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Blue Jays trail one zip. Top of the second inning. And the first pitch. Aponte cracks it right to the shortstop, Stafora. He flips to second for one. 14 to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3. Taylor made right there. Duran out number one. Aponte out number two. And the bases are empty for Jeyoni Munoz. Munoz in just 28 games this season, batting .170 with two homers. First pitch, swing and a foul tip into Connor Burns' mitt. It's 0-1. Those two homers, both against Daytona. One here this week, one back in Dunedin. 0-1. It's bounced hard down to third. Sanchez gloves it, zips it to first, and it's wide by Jack Moss. Towards the Blue Jays dugout and into the Blue Jays dugout, as indicated by those chalk lines So that ball is out of play, and Munoz is awarded second base. It's a two-base error with two outs. E5 on Carlos Sanchez on a play that was really routine. Maybe Sanchez was trying to rush it a little bit. And that ball took a big bounce, so it was a little bit slower. Munoz is quick, but not the quickest guy on the team. Chances are Sanchez didn't need to rush. So here's Braden Berry, the man on second, two outs. First pitch. It's flied into right. Right at Malvin Valdez. He takes a few steps in and puts the squeeze on it to end the visitor's second inning. Blue Jays get two base runners. They do not score. And leave one. Munoz on second base after the miscue. Score holds. Daytona 1, Blue Jays nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the Tortugas with an early lead over the DJs. It's 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Fernando Perez back out. He'll face 5-6-7, starting with Jack Moss. Left-handed hitting, tall first baseman. First pitch is popped into shallow center. Aponte sprints in, gets there, and makes the catch. He had to turn on the afterburners for a second there, but ended up pretty routine. One pitch, one out. Brings up Connor Burns. He went 1-for-3 yesterday in an 8-5 victory for Daytona that got a little hairy at the end. Blue Jays scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth. They did not go down easy. They never do. First pitch to Connor. Called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Burns a 200 hitter with 7 homers, but that's not where he makes his foremost impact. 0-1. Misses down and outside. 1-1. As the Blue Jays learned in the first inning, Burns with an excellent arm behind the plate. He's excellent defensively, so he's Daytona's everyday catcher. He's darn good. 0-1. Pops Duran's mitt, but high. 1-1. 2-1. Excuse me. As the ladder is blocking one of the lights on the scoreboard. Swinging a foul back. 2-2. It is a hand-operated, hand-lit scoreboard in left field. They've got the numbers on the line score and whatnot, and then people out there press buttons to light up the balls and strikes and outs. Very old-fashioned. I like it. 2-2. Just misses off the outside corner. Almost caught a piece of it, but Tyler Vandewater says nope. Austin Mayshak is the field umpire tonight. Payoff pitch. Burns rips and misses. He got him. Perez blows the heat by him. 93 on the fastball. Second strikeout for Fernando. Two up, two down in the second. Here's Eastmith Pineda. Blue Jays trail 1-0. Home half of the second. First pitch to Pineda. The right-handed batter takes a called strike. A curveball from Fernando. Slower pitch in the mid-70s. A slider in the low 80s. Change up in the mid-80s. 0-1. Misses out in front of the plate. One ball, one strike. So it's a gradual step-by-step up or down for Fernando in that repertoire. That slider especially has improved throughout the season. The 1-1. Misses in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Pineda went 1-for-3 with an RBI yesterday. Brings his average to 188 in 74 games. He's another guy with good pop. 2-1. Is popped up into shallow left. Namala ranges out the shortstop and straightaway left, called off by Braden Berry. He says, this is an easier play for me. I'll take care of it. And he does. And the inning is over. Six up, six down for Fernando Perez after that leadoff homer from Confidant. Score holds 1-0. Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Daytona 1, Blue Jays nothing as we go to the third inning. First pitch to Drew Jemison from Ben Broody misses inside. It's 1-0. In case you're joining us, maybe a few minutes late. Difference in this game, Yerlin Confidant solo homer on the very first pitch that Fernando Perez threw. Broody sets, throws the 1-0, and Jemison cuts and misses. One ball, one strike. Drew has had a pretty good week. Didn't play yesterday. The pitch is tapped towards the hole at shortstop. It's Tofaro who charges. Gloves, sidearms to first in time. Jack Moss receives and then looks away from the sun, shining straight into his eyes. That's got to be brutal. Jemison's out number one in the visitor's third. So here's Bryce Arnold. Blue Jays down 1-0. Bryce came on late last night as a defensive substitution. Ended up getting a plate appearance, and he walked in the ninth. First pitch. Called strike at the knees, 0-1. Arnold hitting 179. This is his 70th game of the season. He's belted six homers, including one this week. Broody delivers, and Arnold takes a slider in the dirt. A ball and a strike. Looking at the repertoire on Broody, he's a sinker-slider guy. Throws the slider 38% of the time, more than either of his fastballs. The 1-1. There's the slider again. It's called strike two. One ball, two strikes on Bryce. Broody has been pretty darn good this year. 3.17 ERA coming in. Time split between the bullpen and the rotation. The 1-2 is flied into right. That sends Valdez towards the line. He's camped and makes the catch. Brings up the top of the order in Carter Cunningham. Base is empty for him. Carter struck out swinging in the first against Michael Byrne, who served as the opener for Daytona. Just one inning for him. That was the plan. First pitch to Cunningham. Is tapped foul behind home plate. 0-1. One zip Tortugas here in the visitor's third. So the final line on Byrne, one inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, two Ks. As Cunningham slaps it the opposite way, Pineda moves back into the shadows of the batting cage. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Blue Jays go down in order against Ben Broody, and we move to the home third as we're clipping right along in the early goings. In this one, Blue Jays down 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays trail 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch is flied into right off the bat of Malvin Valdez, and it dumps down in front of Jeyuni Munoz. Valdez going to second, the throw there, they got him. Valdez got a little bit greedy, tried to stretch a leadoff single into a double. He's cut down for out number one. Looked like Munoz almost lost that ball in the sun. Got a bit of a late break. But when it's all said and done, he collects an outfield assist for his trouble. 9-6 put out, one down. Here's Trey Faultine. The righty takes low, ball one. So that ends a streak of six straight retired by Fernando since the leadoff homer. Swing and a miss from Faultine. One ball, one strike. Faultine went 1-for-3 yesterday, continuing his good week. Collected two RBIs. He's got a hit in all three games he's played this week. The pitch misses low. Two balls, one strike. Faultine hitting .202 on the season. Was really sparingly used in the middle part of the year until Ricardo Cabrera landed on the IL. The 1-2 is popped up into shallow right. Cunningham calls everybody off, and the first baseman makes the catch. Cunningham, who plays first base but also outfield, pretty used to those fly balls. Two down for the leadoff man, Yerlin Confidant. that first inning homer for Confidant, as Brennan Mentz reminded us, voice of the Daytona Tortugas, was his second against Perez this season. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Confidant got a little overeager there. And who could blame him after hitting one 111 miles an hour? 0-1. Misses low and inside. One ball, one strike. If you were a baseball player and you knew you could hit a ball 100 miles an hour, wouldn't you swing out of your shorts every time? Imagine the possibilities. I think I can hit a ball onto that bridge out there. There's a very large bridge beyond center field. The 1-1. Confidant takes a high fastball. Two balls, one strike. 1-0 Daytona. We're in the third. Perez from the wind, sidesteps and delivers. Misses outside. Three balls, one strike. Perez, as we've mentioned, not a guy who struggles with walks generally. His career high in walks in a single outing is just three. Misses low. That's ball four, and Yerlin Confidant seems to have Fernando Perez number. Brings up Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez struck out swinging against Perez in the first. Daytona working on a 1-0 advantage. Bottom of the third inning. Perez from the stretch for the first time today. He steps and throws over to first. It's late. Got to keep an eye on Confidant. He's stolen five bases, but that total's outnumbered by his caught stealing. Six. First pitch. Fastball paints the outside corner. Well-located pitch makes it 0-1. Sanchez hit under the Mendoza line in his first month here in Daytona and then got sent over to Arizona. 0-1. A big swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Sanchez just rejoined the roster. Not too long before the Blue Jays came to town. You could say he's had an up-and-down season, but you can also say he's had a back-and-forth season going east-west. 0-2, misses high. One ball, two strikes. It is rare to have a team with an Arizona Complex League team and then a team in the Florida State League. Daytona's the only team with that setup. The 1-2. Runner goes from first. Pitch is a called strike. Three, throw down. Does not matter. Crowd's cheering as if it does. Confidant makes it all the way to third. Blue Jays infield kind of standing with their hands, palms to the sky. And they eventually realize the inning is over, and so does Confidant. Perez picks up his third strikeout, tosses another zero on the board. Still 1-0 Daytona as we go to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tonight's ball game turning into a pitcher's duel as it's 1-0 Daytona over the DJs. Top of the fourth inning, Arjun Namala stands in against Ben Broody. First pitch. Misses low and in, the 18-year-old. And it's 1-0. So Namala picked up an infield single in the first. That's his sixth hit this week and 16 ABs. Pretty good clip. 1-0. Breaking ball falls in there, called strike. It's 1-1. Namala also with 6 runs driven in on the week. If he keeps this up, he could be player of the week. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of a slider. A ball and 2 strikes. Broody almost drops his arm angle on that slider a little bit. Goes from close to over the top on the fastball. Not all the way over the top, but it turns into a bit of a side slinger with that slider. Bit of a frisbee. Good pitch. 1-2 to Arge. Swing and a miss. That slider got him again. That time it's a strikeout. First one of the ball game for Broody. Brings Aaron Parker to the dish. Blue Jays with no runs on one hit. And that single for Margin. Daytona with 1 run on 2 hits. A run coming on a solo shot. First pitch to Parker. It is a called strike. It's 0-1. Aaron struck out swinging in the first against Michael Byrne. Ben Broody, the originally scheduled starting pitcher, is 0-1. Parker takes a called strike. That slider paints the outside black. 0-2. Excellent pitch right there. East Coaster versus West Coaster here. The 0-2 is driven way back to left. Pineda watches it go. Welcome to the home run column, Aaron Parker. His first as a pro knots this ball game at 1. 425 feet for number 1 for Parker. Screamer off the bat. When we've seen contact tonight, boy, has the ball jumped. Here's Edward Duran. Called strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. So it's 1-1 now. With that wind blowing out, that might not be the last one. 0-1. Grounded the opposite way into right for a base knock. Edward Duran just keeps on doing his thing. A walk in the second. Now a one-out single here in the fourth. Blue Jays with the go-ahead run on base for Joan Helaponte. Ponte 0-for-1 rolled into a 4-6-3 double play. First time, first pitch, in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. So Aaron gets the distinction of Blue Jays' first 2024 draft pick to homer. 0-1. Ponte takes low and outside. 1-1. So he wins the race. That didn't exist before we brought it up. Probably Aaron thinking about how he tied the game, not that. 1-1. Ponte takes a home run hack and a miss. 1-2. Rudy has only allowed now three homers this season. It's been really good. 1-2. Aponte thought about a late swing, but held up. Two balls, two strikes. Rudy in now over 60 innings of work. 58 strikeouts to 32 walks. Those walks have been an issue at times. 2-2. Aponte smacks one towards the corner and left, but he was out in front. It's on top of the home clubhouse, and now into the pavilion area. Third base side. It's somewhat of a river walk in the ballpark, which is really neat. Some palm trees down there. Concession stands. All that good stuff. If you were tuned in yesterday, you might have heard us talking about the snow cone truck. 2-2 is tapped foul, third base side. We'll have a do-over. That was on the first base side of the ballpark. And it was disturbing to see today that the snow cone truck had been replaced by a SWAT team vehicle. What the snow cone people do? I was ready to cough up $5 again for another snow cone. Still two balls, two strikes. Rudy deals. And Aponte with a good take on a fastball that just missed off the low outside corner. We say good take. Daytona says that should have been a strike. And either way, the count is run full now. 3-2. Duran off first. 1-1 tie in the fourth. The pitch. It's fouled back. We'll have a do-over. Rudy gets a fresh baseball. Long green socks for him today, as the Tortugas are suited up in their home whites, home white pants, white tops. Tortugas across the chest in green. A little bit of blue trim in there. Same with the numbers. Green caps with the Daytona D. And a turtle in the middle of the letter. Payoff again. Foul ball again off the catcher, Connor Burns. Blue Jays in their alternate blue tops once again. They ditched the grays. Who likes those anyways? Gray pants, blue tops. Payoff pitch. Down and outside, ball four. So Aponte wins the battle, and it's three straight Blue Jays to reach against Ben Broody. Duran moves up to second. Jeuni Munoz comes to the plate. Connor Burns, the catcher, out to talk things over with Broody. A little bit of stirring now out in Daytona's bullpen. Nobody throwing quite yet, but a few guys up and moving around. Brings up Jeuni Munoz. He reached a two-base error in the second on a routine ground ball to third. Righty on righty, and the first pitch. Munoz takes a center cut fastball, called strike. 0-1. Blue Jays with a run in here on Aaron Parker's solo blast. The pitch. Broken bat tapper to shortstop. Stafura shovels to second for one. Faulting to first. It is late. So Daytona does get one, but Duran moves from second to third. Aponte is out number two at second. Munoz safe on the fielder's choice. And now it's up to Braden Berry if the Blue Jays want to take the lead. Berry 0 for 1 with a fly out to right. Climbs in the box, taps both sides of the plate, and digs in. Broody from the stretch, first pitch, swinging a foul back. Berry was right on it. 0-1. Braden is really due to barrel one up. Strong college hitter. Hit some balls hard in his sample size last year after the draft. 0-1. Misses low. One ball, one strike. Barry's still just really trying to find his footing on a season that was derailed by a 60-day injured list stint where he broke his wrist on a hit-by-pitch. The 1-1 is smacked through the left side for a base hit. Duran scores from third, and there's that barrel from Braden Barry. It's an RBI single. Blue Jays snag the lead. It's 2-1. That has got to feel good for Braden. Brings up Drew Jemison. That knock snaps a four-game hitless stretch, and now time is called, and Willie Blair, the pitching coach, will come out for a visit. So first the catcher, now the pitching coach, and Broody is hoping to avoid the trifecta. Julio Murillo, the manager. So lefty is up and tossing out in the pen. So now it's a two-spot for the Jays. A crooked number up on that hand-operated line score. Top of the fourth, it's 2-1. It's now looking beyond that hand-operated line score. Some clouds rolling in. The sun has gone to hide. Uh-oh. We're going to have enough rain later this weekend. Tropical storm coming in. Hear about that? Not looking great. First pitch to Drew Jemison. Check swing tapper back to the mound. Broody scoops it up and underhands to first in time. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays do score twice, though, on a solo homer from Aaron Parker and then an RBI single from Braden Barry. It's now Blue Jays 2. Daytona 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is...
Blue Jays have handed Fernando Perez a 2-1 lead as we head to the home half of the fourth inning. Thanks for joining us on your Friday night. Fernando will square off against Sammy Stafora to open the inning, and the first pitch misses inside. Ball one. Stafora 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Bryce Arnold, in the first. The kick and the pitch. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Stafora's season OPS well over 700. 772. Get up near 800. It's a pretty good season. 2-0. Is fouled off, first base side. 2-1. For Fernando, he's been good ever since allowing that solo homer to Yerlin Confidant on the very first pitch he threw. 2-1. Called strike. Fastball there inside half, 2-2. If there is one thing that Fernando is prone to, it's homers. He doesn't allow a lot of them for a guy who throws as many strikes as he does. He's only allowed 6 this season. 2-2. It's fly down the right field side. It fades. Look out in the Budweiser bullpen. Out of play. Budweiser bullpen not exactly packed to the gills like it was last night. Blue Jays have a man warming. It's Nate Garko. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No swing, says Austin Mayshak. So it's full now. Perez pitch count at 45, so it's interesting to see somebody warming this early as the 3-2 is hit right at Arjun Namala. A three hopper on the ground, throw to first is in time. Score at 6-3, brings up Ariel Almonte. Two-one DJs, and here comes Jose Mayorga. Whoa. And Jose is going to take the baseball from Fernando. Wow. Now this comes to the surprise of everybody, as the Blue Jays infield could barely get to the mound before Fernando started making his way off. He did wait for everybody, gives high fives all around. And Fernando Perez, day is done. No mound visit, no nothing. So maybe Fernando on a very strict pitch count today after an early exit in his last outing. So new hurler on is Nate Garko. And we'll have the details on him here in a moment on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite? So a new pitcher into the game. It's Nate Garko for the Jays. Fernando Perez done after 3 1/3. First pitch to Almonte is flied deep to right. Munoz takes a few steps in now and makes the catch. Anytime the ball jumps off Ariel Almonte's bat, you hold your breath a little bit. League leader in homers, but he's retired there. One pitch, one out for Nate, preserving a 2-1 lead for the Blue Jays in the fourth. Here's Jack Moss. He flied one to center. Back in the second. First pitch to the lefty. Is fouled back. Just off to our left out of play. And it's 0-1. So, not entirely sure if we need to sound the alarms on Perez's early exit. It's late in the season. 0-1. Moss takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-2. If you're a Blue Jays prospect follower, you know the struggles that the system has had injury-wise this season. And might be at this point, everybody's saying, hey, better safe than sorry. 0-2. Moss takes down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Fernando's velos were pretty standard, maybe a tick down in that inning. Not too far down. So again, no reason for alarm. 1-2 to Moss. It's popped up, third base side. It's out of play. Look out in the grandstand. It's over it. One ball, two strikes. So the details on Garko, they're pretty good details here lately. Six strikeouts in each of his last two outings. This 1-2 misses low. Two balls, two strikes. So Garko's ERA at 2.84 in seven appearances, 12 and two-thirds innings, 21 strikeouts to five walks. Not a bad ratio for a guy whose fastball tops out at 90 max. Just like they say in golf, swing your swing, pitch your pitch, whatever works. Two balls, two strikes on Moss. Here it comes. Breaking ball misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Garko throws a fastball, curveball, changeup. Last but not least, that changeup. That's his best pitch. From the third base side, takes a breath. Here comes the payoff. And Moss held up on a high fastball. He works a two-out walk. Just the sixth walk issued by Nate. And Daytona has the tying man aboard. Brings up Connor Burns. 2-1 Blue Jays lead. Bottom of the fourth inning. Burns 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout in the second. Garko gives a quick look over at first at Moss being held by Cunningham. The pitch is fouled off at a play behind home plate. It's 0-1. Wind still really blowing out towards left. The sun has disappeared behind a cloud. Nobody complaining. At least that we can hear. 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Now if it rains, that'll change. Just want that sweet middle ground that is so rare in this state. Cloudy, but no rain. 1-1. Burns rips it foul behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Burns struck out against Fernando Perez. Now the 1-2. Burns takes a called strike three. He tilts his head at the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, as if to say, I'll expect that call next half inning. Daytona's catcher strikes out looking, and the inning is over. Nate Garko finishes the frame for Fernando Perez, who only goes 3 2/3 tonight. Blue Jays still in the driver's seat, 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays on top 2-1 on a beautiful Friday night in Daytona Beach, Florida. Glad you're with us as Bryce Arnold digs into the box to face Ben Broody here in the top of the fifth inning. Bryce 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So there is a lefty still warming up for Daytona down the left field line, but Broody's in there for now. He's at 41 pitches. He sets and deals. And Arnold hops one through the middle for a base knock into center. Bryce Arnold back on the base paths. He's been swinging it well this week, getting a confidence boost from his big home run. A majestic shot 2 days ago. Here's the top of the lineup in Carter Cunningham. DJ is trying to tack on to a 2-1 lead. Cunningham 0-for-2. Top spot for the first time as a pro. First pitch. Misses outside, ball one. So if you're a Blue Jays fan, you know that Christian Feliz has been the everyday first baseman for this team pretty much all season long. We're going to get used to some new names here, including Carter. 1-0. He thought about going around, but instead he takes a called strike. Slider bites the outside edge. It's 1-1. Feliz now on the injured list. It's unclear how long he'll be out, but at this point in the season, you never know. Could be all for Christian, who had a good year, all things considered. 1-1. Cunningham with a tapper to shortstop. Stafora waits for it. Glove flip to second. Just in time to get Arnold. Oh, man. That turned into a bang-bang play. It's a fielder's choice for Carter. Safe at first. Arnold, the lead runner, cut down 6-4. And here's Arge. Namala 1-for-2 with an infield single. First pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's 0-1. Namala has been must-see streaming. Our must-listen ABs, if you're listening here. Long pause, and the 0-1. Rip and a miss. Slider fooled him. That's how Namala went down swinging in the fourth, fooled by a few sliders from Broody. And he's out in front 0-2. Gotta imagine he's going to go back to the slide piece here. Burns sets up outside. Here comes the 0-2 offer. Misses way outside. That was the slider. One ball, two strikes. Despite Namala's struggles with strikeouts, he hasn't expanded the zone a whole lot. So it's not the chasing, it's just the swing and miss. 1-2. Slider again, misses low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Digging into Namala's second half numbers, we would say quietly putting together a good second half, but it hasn't been quiet. It's been loud. 2-2. A little nubber to second base. Faltine Fields. His only play is at first, and he makes it. So Namala retired 4-3. Cunningham advances to second. Blue Jays are the man in scoring position for Mr. Parker. How about Aaron Parker's swing back in the fourth inning? You see Aaron, he's well-built, but only 5'9 from the right side. Got into one and launched it 425 feet for his first pro homer. 1-for-2, first pitch. Fastball called strike. At the knees, 0-1. Broody hung his trademark slider. And frankly, it's surprising that maybe doesn't happen more often. 0-1. Called strike on the outside corner. That was the fastball again. It's 0-2. With regards to Brody, he's been really good this year. Anytime anybody drops down to that alternate arm angle on any pitch, that's an automatic tip. You know what's coming. Here's the 0-2. Misses out in front of the plate, gets by Burns, and Cunningham dashes to third. And the ball got out of play, apparently. Leaning out the window, can't really see where it went. But field umpire Austin Mayshak was pointing to Cunningham, saying, hey, you got to stay here at third base. So that's an interesting one. There are some nooks and crannies behind home plate that we can't see from here. It's a ball and two strikes on Parker. Blue Jays trying to add to a 2-1 lead. Top of the fifth, the pitch is tapped foul at home plate. Still 1-2. It would be an accurate description to say that Parker's built like a football player, partially because he was one in high school. Won his team's offensive MVP his senior year, so he wasn't just any old football player. He was a featured player. Pitch. Misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Parker slaps the plate. Piece of lumber. Settles into his narrow stance, slightly open. The 2-2. He takes low. Three balls, two strikes. It's full. This could be the end of the line for Ben Brody. Cunningham on third base. Blue Jays hoping to get him in to grow their lead to two. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three. There's that trademark slider at its best from Ben Brody. Top part of the zone, sets down Parker, and the inning is over. Blue Jays threaten, but they do not score. Still 2-1 DJs as we go to the home fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Still 2-1 Blue Jays as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Nate Garko out for his first full inning of work. He'll get Pineda, Valdez, and Faulty. Lower third of Tortuga's lineup here. First pitch. Slow breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Pineda flied out to left field his first time. Now he's in the second inning. The pitch. Slider on the corner, called strike. 0-2 for Nate. All of a sudden, you could probably anoint Nate Garko as the Blue Jays' go-to arm out of the bullpen right now. 0-2 to Pineda. High and outside. It's 1-2. Irv Carter, Bo Bonds, we're on the same flight up to Vancouver. That'll hurt. 1-2. Pineda takes a called strike three at the knees, and he knew it. Fastball froze him. Don't think he was expecting that in the two-strike count. No less, second strikeout for Nate Garko, picking up where he left off from earlier this week. Here's Malvin Valdez. Valdez singled back in the third inning. First pitch. Way out in front of a slider. Wow. Changeup, excuse me. Moving like a slider a little bit. That thing has some good movement. 0-1. Another changeup. Another swing and a miss. Goodness gracious. That thing is nasty. 0-2 on Valdez. Not a homer. Sub-200 batting average on his season. Blue Jays lead 2-1. Bottom five. Garko's 0-2. He shook off Duran and wanted the changeup again. That time he missed. Who could blame him? 1-2. Garko earlier this week did a really nice job eating some innings for the Jays. Here's his 1-2. It's popped up. On the infield, down to Carter Cunningham. First baseman waves for it, makes the catch. Two up, two down for an eight. Here's Trey Faulty. So how about this line for Nate Garko earlier this week? The series opener. Three innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, six strikeouts. Pretty, pretty good. Faultine squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes high, ball one. Blue Jays hold a 2-1 edge. Bottom of the fifth inning. Faultine 0-for-1 with a pop out to Cunningham. The pitch misses high and tight. Two balls, no strikes. A few notes on the Blue Jays bullpen. We mentioned Bo Bonds getting his promotion earlier this week, 2-0. Faultine swings away and misses on, you guessed it, changeup. It's 2-1. But Bo made his first outing with the Canadians last night in a big spot. Top of the 10th inning at the Nat. 6,000 plus on hand. Faultine squares to bunt, pulls back again. It's 3-1. Worked a scoreless top of the 10th and earned the win as the Seas walked it off. In the bottom of the inning. By the way, Nick Deschamps almost walked that game off himself in the ninth with a homer. 3-1. Misses off the outside corner. Real close. Looks like it could have been a strike. It's ball four. Two-out walk issued by Garko, his second of the outing. Brings up Yerlin Confidant, the leadoff man. Tying run aboard. 2-1 Jays. Confidant blasted a solo homer in the first and walked in the third. First pitch, there goes Faultine. Pitch misses low. Throw down is high and late. Faultine swipes second. Tortuga's leading base stealer. He calls time and adjusts his long green socks off second base. Sounded like Irv Carter made his high A debut today. Some folks in the Blue Jays clubhouse were watching. The 1-0. Confidant way out in front of that change. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Now, while we're on the subject, let's see that final line on Mr. Carter. The 1-1. Is tapped back past the mound to the shortstop, Namala, behind the bag. He fields and throws to first. High, a little bit up the line, but Cunningham, in a 6'4 frame, hauls it in And the inning is over. Nate Garko works around a walk, picks up another strikeout, records another zero, but what else is new? Blue Jays still lead 2-1. Going to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Graham Osmond is on out of Daytona's bullpen as the Blue Jays lead 2-1 in the sixth. First pitch from the lefty is a called strike to the righty Edward Duran. And it's 0-1. Osmond takes over for Ben Broody. The 0-1. Duran with a comebacker past the mound. Faltine backhands. The second baseman throws to first on the money. Slick play for out number one. Base is empty for Joan Helaponte. Numbers on Osmond this season, 4.31 ERA in 12 appearances, 31 and a thirds innings, so another one of those long relief guys. Opponents hitting 2.29 against him. First pitch to Joan Hell, misses outside ball one. So to wrap up our talk about the Vancouver Canadiens, Irv Carter's outing today, his high A debut, 1-0, cut and miss, one ball, one strike. Two innings, two hits, three earned runs, one walk, two strikeouts. Good news, we'll get another chance soon. 1-1, a swing and a miss. There goes the bat. Aponte let go of the bat. Helicoptered by Matt Von Romer, Blue Jays' third base coach, who sarcastically stuck his hand out. And Aponte will get some pine tar for the bat. That's the second time that he's done that this week. If you're a careful listener, you know that Arjun Namala has also struggled with that. And to put it bluntly, it's a sweaty time of year. Contributing factor there. So it's 1-2. The kick and the pitch. Ponte swings and foul tips it. And to Burns Mitt, two up, two down for Osmond. Brings up Jeyoni Munoz. Get you the final line on Ben Broody here. Pull it up. First pitch to Munoz. Swing and a miss. 0-1. So for Broody, in four innings, 0-1. Misses low, one ball, one strike. In four innings, two hits, two earned runs, two walks, one strikeout. The 1-1. Munoz all kinds of tied up on a slider near the back foot. And it's 1-2. Munoz has reached twice, once on an error, once on a fielder's choice. 1-2. He takes a fastball down and away. 94 on the radar gun. As it pops up on the video board. There is a video board and that hand-operated scoreboard. The 2-2. Munoz takes it. Called strike three. Looks like maybe a sinker on the outside edge. And Graham Osmond comes into the ballgame with a 1-2-3. Top of the sixth inning. We go to the home sixth. It's still Blue Jays 2, Daytona 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays holding on to a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Kevin Miranda is into the ballgame for his first appearance as a DJ. He'll square off against Carlos Sanchez. First pitch. The lefty misses low. The lefty takes low from the righty Miranda, and it's 1-0. Get you the details on Miranda here. He opened the season with high A Vancouver, kicking the pitch. Misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Miranda spent some time with the Blue Jays last season here in Dunedin. 2-0. Misses up. Three balls, no strikes. Sanchez was 0 for 2 with two Ks. Last season, a 1.11 ERA in 24 and a third innings. That was enough to get him a call up. And so he opened this season with the C's. 3-0. Called strike. Found the corner. 3-1. This season with Vancouver, 3.57 ERA, six appearances, three of them starts, 17 and two-thirds innings. 3-1. Sanchez swings away, tips it back to the screen. Now it's full. 3-2. Miranda, 25 years old, signed by the Blue Jays in 2020. The pitch. High and outside, that's ball four. So it's a leadoff walk issued by Kevin Miranda. Sanchez is aboard, and for the third straight inning, the tying run is on base. Here's Sammy Stafura. The first two innings, the Blue Jays were able to hang on to their lead, hoping to make it three in a row. Stafura 0 for 2 with two ground ball outs, one to second, one to short. First pitch. He takes a called strike. On a breaking ball, 0-1. So Miranda was on rehab from Vancouver, but reinstated off rehab today and just transferred. 0-1 is hopped past Namala into left field for a base knock. Daytona's cooking with gas now. Sanchez up to second base. DeFora with a base knock. Brings up Ariel Almonte. 2-1 Blue Jays, bottom six. Al- Almonte 0 for 2. Two flyouts. One to center, one to right. First pitch. He takes low and in. It's 1-0. So Nate Garko's outing is somewhat short-lived, at least based on his outing earlier this week when he went three innings. The 1-0. Almonte takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Miranda having a hard time getting behind guys early part of his outing here. Garko went an inning and two-thirds, didn't allow a hit or a run. Walked two, K'd two. The 2-0. Misses low. Three balls, no strikes. Almonte, a hitter that struggles to hit for average, struggles with strikeouts. Not somebody you want to dole out a free pass to. Here's the 3-0. He takes all the way and takes a called strike. At the knees. So it's 3-1. Miranda nods at Duran. Sets from the first base side. Checks the runners. Now delivers. And the pitch is pulled foul hard towards the Blue Jays bullpen. Full now, 3-2. Looking at the rest of the Blue Jays' bullpen availability, Eleander Alcalde is available. Everybody else on one day of rest. Payoff pitch is popped up. Third base side, foul ground. Jemison has a beat, makes the catch. A big out number one for Kevin Miranda, who the Blue Jays need to eat at least two innings. At least. Miranda coming back to get Almonte there. That's huge. Here's Jack Moss. Sanchez on second. The tying runs to four on first. The go-ahead. 2-1 Jays. Bottom of the sixth inning. Moss 0 for 1 with a walk. First pitch to the lefty. He takes inside. Ball one. Moss with some light blue cleats to match that light blue color. And Daytona's color scheme. Awfully tropical. 1-0. Is fouled back into the net. Where just in front of us, at about eye level, a wasp is hanging out. Let's hope he finds a different seat soon. Not in the booth. 1-1. Moss rips and misses on a slider low and in. It's 1-2. Moss points the bat back towards the mound, sways it back and forth. Straightaway stance from the left side. Now the 1-2. Misses downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Miranda wipes some sweat off his brow. Miranda, a native of Panama. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got Moss on the fastball on the outside edge. Back-to-back outs after back-to-back base runners to open the inning. It comes down to Connor Burns with two outs in the sixth. White knuckler of a sixth inning for the Jays. Men on first and second. Sanchez on second. Tying run. First pitch to Burns. He takes a slider down and away. It's 1-0. Little bit of blue sky above right field. Some clouds above left field. 1-1 toss. Almost caught the inside corner. Close, but it's ball two. A Arnold near the second base bag, holding on Sanchez. Miranda gives it a look and throws. And misses outside. Three balls, no strikes on Burns. Burns 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. A swinging strikeout in the second, a looking strikeout in the fourth against Nate Garko. Daytona's backstop waits on the pitch, takes all the way, and it's a strike. Get me over fastball, got over the outside corner. 3-1. Does Burns have the green light here? Imagine he would on 3-1, but who knows? The pitch, down and outside. It's ball four. And it's a walk to load the bases with two outs for Eastmith Pineda. Second walk of the inning issued by Miranda. And here comes Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches. Sanchez to third. To four up to second. Go ahead run in scoring position now. Just a meeting with the battery here. Miranda, Duran, and Hernandez. Dunedin 2, Daytona 1. Bottom of the sixth inning. And another good one. How about the season series between these two clubs? Blue Jays as a whole have played a ton of close games this year. Almost 70% of their games decided by three or fewer runs. But the season series between these two teams, they played nine games. Seven have been decided by three or fewer. This one no different. Blue Jays lead by one. First pitch to Pineda. Is a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. Pineda 0 for 2. A fly out and a strikeout. The pitch leans out of the way. A slider inside. 1-1. Wind has shifted directions now, blowing straight out to center on a hitter's night. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Pineda was close. It's 1-2. Now Miranda is awfully close to ending this sixth inning. Eleander Alcalde already warming in the Blue Jays bullpen. Miranda at 25 pitches. It's 26th. Here's the 1-2. It's grounded to short. Namala backhands. Long throw to first. Low, but Cunningham picks it off the turf. Oh, man. Blue Jays get out of a bases loaded jam, and they still lead 2-1 through 6 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Daytona strands the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we go to the seventh with the Blue Jays still in the catbird seat. It's 2-1. And time is called as field umpire Austin Mayshek says, hey, put the rosin bag on the mound. Please clean up after yourself. And Graham Osmond says, okay. Throws the first pitch to Braden Berry. It misses outside. It's 1-0. Anytime the rosin bag is off the mound, it can serve as somewhat of a distraction to hitters. The 1-0. Berry lines it towards the gap in right center. Confidant shades over and makes a catch. Berry now 1-for-3. Brings up Drew Jemison. Blue Jays scored both their runs in the fourth inning. Solo homer from Aaron Parker and an RBI single from Berry, both against Ben Broody. That has them up 2-1. First pitch to Drew. It is called strike, and it's 0-1. Things could get a little wacky this weekend with the tropical storm rolling into the west coast of Florida. Pitch misses outside. 1-1. Tropical storm Debbie, in case you hadn't heard. Looks like it's going to run right into Tampa. Pitch is fouled off. Jemison's ankle hobbles out of the box. Ouch. It's 1-2. Now, the Blue Jays are scheduled to play here with Daytona on Sunday at 5 o'clock. The storm is supposed to make landfall right around 8 a.m. on Sunday, which would mean, if we play as scheduled on Sunday, the Blue Jays would be driving into the teeth of a tropical storm. So Sunday's game may or may not take place. 1-2 just misses outside. 2-2. No official word yet on any plans to reschedule or anything like that as Jemison swings and misses. Two up, two down for Graham Osmond, who continues to roll along. He's got 3 strikeouts. 5 up, 5 down for the southpaw out of Daytona's bullpen. Here's Bryce Arnold with the bases empty. He's 1-for-2 with a single in the fifth. First pitch. He pops it down the right field side. It slices and drops fair. Valdez didn't give chase to that ball. Trickles out of the warning track. Arnold into second with a double. Jack Moss, the first baseman, had to turn around as that ball was well out of his range. And Malvin Valdez thought that ball was going to blow out of play, when in all reality, the wind was carrying it back into play. And Valdez's effort, I'm sure, will not be appreciated by the folks in that third base dugout. Eddie Azturas just started sprinting out of the dugout for Daytona to stretch out. So he's probably going to come into the game for Valdez. First pitch to Carter Cunningham, misses inside, and it's 1-0. Those are the kind of mistakes that you will see at this level and you almost never see, say, in AA or AAA, especially the big leagues. Lefty on lefty here, the 1-0. Cunningham takes a strike. It's 1-1. And in a one-run game especially, could come back to bite the Tortugas. The 1-1. Misses down and outside. Burns with a forehand stop. 2-1. Cunningham 0-for-3 today. Went 0-for-4 yesterday with a sac fly after 2 hits and 2 walks in his pro debut. Had a conference MVP season for East Carolina. 2-1 now. And is fouled back behind home plate. 2-2. T- Time called. Cunningham stretches out. It'll be interesting to see who really takes over this leadoff spot for the Blue Jays the rest of the season. Cunningham certainly could be a candidate. High contact hitter, at least based on what we've seen. A 2-2 offer from Osmond on the way. Misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Of course, any of the new fellas. Aaron Parker. Brock Tibbetts. We've seen Joan Helipante up there. Osmond sets. And deals the payoff pitch. Cunningham chases a slider down and outside. Comes up empty. And the inning is over. So that double from Arnold that probably should have been caught does not come back to bite Malvin Valdez and Daytona. It's time to stretch at the jack. Blue Jays lead 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me.
So it's a pinch hitter as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, as Valdez is out after not pursuing a fly ball in right field that turned into a double for Bryce Arnold. And Eddie Torres is in as Daytona trails 2-1 to the DJs. First pitch from Kevin Miranda to Torres, the lefty. Misses down and in, ball one. Well, Julio Murillo, Daytona's manager, made no secret about it as his tourist, right after that fly ball dropped, 1-0, misses outside, two balls, no strikes. His tourist started running wind sprints on the warning track, and I'm sure Valdez saw that and thought, I'm hitting the showers early. 2-0, misses outside, three balls and no strikes. Granted, he might have thought that as soon as that ball dropped. Miranda out for his second inning of work. Left the bases loaded last inning. He sets and deals as Torres takes all the way, takes a called strike. We've seen his Torres a little bit this week. He's now played in 12 games this season with Daytona. 222 average, 640 on base plus slugging. Miranda from the stretch, kicks and fires. And a slider flutters in for a called strike. Off the corner, according to TrackMan. On the corner, according to Tyler Vandewater. We've seen closer pitches called balls. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss as Torres down swinging. Miranda comes back to get him. Brings up Trey Faltine. Righty on righty, first pitch. He takes a slider for a called strike. It's 0-1. It's the Blue Jays 2, Daytona 1. Daytona struck first in the bottom of the first, then the Blue Jays scored twice in the fourth, and here we are, 0-1. Faltine out in front of a breaking ball. Rolled foul. Third base side. It's 0-2. Faltine reached his last time on a walk in the fifth. Faltine steps out of the box. Climbs back in. Slightly open stance. Miranda sets and deals. And the pitch is popped into right. Munoz sprinting in, loses his cap, slides, and he lost the ball. Rolls fair on the line. Faltine flying around second, throw to third. They got him! That throw was from the first baseman, Carter Cunningham. In shallow right field, Cunningham hustled out after the ball escaped Munoz's mitt. Cunningham fired a strike to third base well in time to get Faltine. Wow. A double and then a 3-5 put out from right. Wow, wow, wow. That'll be all for Kevin Miranda. Blue Jays will go back to the bullpen for Eliander Alcalde, their last pitcher left with 2 days of rest or more. Blue Jays hanging on to their 2-1 lead. Bottom of the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Here comes El Train. It's Eliander Alcalde in for the Blue Jays with 2 outs, bases empty. Top of the order due up, Yerlin Confidon, who homered earlier in the ball game. One swing could tie it right now. The Blue Jays lead 2-1 over Daytona. Alcalde pitching on 2 days of rest. Fires the first pitch. Confidant takes high, ball one. Alcalde, the right-hander with a 3.68 ERA. We're talking about Garko being a go-to guy. Alcalde right up with him. 1-0. Misses up. 2 balls, no strikes. So Eliander pitched earlier this week. It's been a long week. This is game 5 of a 7-game set. 2-0. Confidant leans out of the way of a high fastball. 3-0. Alcalde got the save. Back in game 1, through an inning. In the 10th. 3-0. Confidant with a huge hack and a miss. When you're hot, you're hot. Understandable green light after that first inning homer against Fernando Perez. Let's see if Alcalde can battle back. He throws and misses in. So it's ball 4. And Confidon reaches on a 2-out walk. Here's Carlos Sanchez. So Miranda is done after an inning and 2/3. See how deep Alcalde goes. First pitch to Sanchez. Is flied high in the air to center. This will stay in. Aponte sprinting in now. And makes the catch to end the inning. Looked good off Sanchez's bat. He got under it. And the Blue Jays hold Daytona scoreless again for the sixth straight inning. We're on to the eighth. Blue Jays still lead 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 2, Daytona 1, as we go to the 8th. Blue Jays hoping for some insurance. First pitch to Arjun Namala out of the hand of Graham Osmond. It's called strike on the outside edge. Well, if Osmond keeps pitching like he has, they'll be calling him the Wizard of Oz by the end of the night. He's been effective. Pitch to Arjun, misses low and in. It's 1-1. Osmond came on in the 6th, and he's only allowed one base runner on a ball that should have been an out. Bryce Arnold popped up to right. The ball wasn't pursued by Valdez, and then he was removed from the game. Swing and a miss by Namala. It's 1-2. So Eastmith Pineda moves from left to right, and as Torres stays in the game after pinch hitting for Valdez in left. 1-2 outside. Namala carefully watches a fastball miss. It's 2-2. Namala 1-for-3. Had an infield single in the first. Osmond kicks and deals. And Namala takes a slider inside. Thought about that one. But it's a full count, 3-2. Blue Jays leading thanks to an RBI knock from Braden Berry in the 4th. Osmond twists and tosses. And Namala cues it back to the mound. It's through Osmond to the second baseman. Faulty and throw to first. Just in time. Bang, bang, play at first base. Could have gone either way. It goes the way of Daytona for out number one. Here's Aaron Parker. He scored the Blue Jays' first run on a 425-foot solo homer in the 4th. His first as a pro. He's 1-for-3 with 2 Ks. First pitch, rip and a miss. 0-1. Two 1 Jays, the pitch. Parker takes a fastball outside. 1-1. Wouldn't be completely surprising to see Osmond try and finish this game for Daytona. Both bullpens are limping. 1-1. Parker takes out in front of the plate. 2-1. He taps his cleats. Climbs back in. 2-1 pitch. Is flied high in the air to center. Confidant moves towards left. Looking up into the lights. Backpedaling now. He makes the catch. That turned into an adventure. But it's out number 2. Parker just missed that one. Here's Edward Duran. Nobody on for him. 2-1 Blue Jays advantage in the top of the eighth. Duran has reached twice, once on a walk, once on a single. First offer is pulled towards the shortstop, Stafora. He's there, throw to first, high, and Moss just stayed on the base. The Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 swiftly in the top of the eighth inning. Going to the bottom half, it's still a one-run game. 2-1 Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This one's been tight through and through, and it still is as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Alejandro Alcalde back out there for the Blue Jays. They'll square off against Sammy Stafora, Ariel Almonte, and Jack Moss. A dangerous and capable bunch, 3-4-5 in Daytona's lineup. No runs in this game since the fourth inning when the Blue Jays scored twice to take this lead after falling behind 1-0 in the bottom of the first on a solo homer from Yerlin Confidant. Blue Jays bullpen has really had to eat a lot of innings as Fernando Perez only went 3 1/3. Not entirely sure if that was the plan or not. It did not appear so. No apparent injury to Fernando. First pitch to Sammy Stafora, misses low. Ball one. Stafora 1-for-3. Had a single in the sixth. Two groundouts as well. And time is called by Edward Duran. Blue Jays catcher walking back to the dugout and his belt broke. Jose Ferrer, one of the Blue Jays' defensive coaches, says, "Here, take mine." No Steve Lyons moment in front of the Blue Jays dugout. Duran just swapping out belts. No need to retuck the shirt. In the meantime, the fans start chanting, "Let's go, Sammy." So Duran still working on that belt. That'd be a good name for an all-you-can-eat night. Belt Buster Night here in Daytona. As we've talked about this week, it's Belly Buster Night. Now, we've all been there, Edward. We've all been there. He's back in his crouch. It's 1-0 on Stafora. Blue Jays lead 2-1 in the eighth. The pitch spiked down in front of the plate. It's 2-0. They say you see something new at the ballpark every day, and I think a belt delay checks that box for me. 2-0. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees. 2-1. A one-run lead, especially on the road, is so precarious in a hitter's ballpark. 2-1. Stafora crushes it. Deep center. Aponte back at the wall. Jumps! And he made the catch!
Sammy Stafora hit it as far as he could, but Joan Helipante brings it back. Trackman says that was ticketed at 406 feet, but Aponte made sure it didn't go any further. Oh my. That's why one-run leads are precarious. First pitch to Ariel Almonte is called strike. And it's 0-1. Everybody exhale. Goodness. The pitch. Almonte slaps it foul. First base side. 0-2. Monte, the league's leading home run hitter, waits on the 0-2 and takes a heater high. One ball, two strikes. Get this, Almonte's pace has actually slowed down from what it was to open the season. Almonte hit 10 homers in the first 26 games he played. 1-2, check swing on a fastball. Did he go? No swing, says Austin Marshak. Mayshak, excuse me. Jose Mayorga out of the Blue Jays dugout, none too pleased. And Jose saying, you didn't see it. We can hear it from up here. That's crazy. 2-2. That's a called strike three. Got him looking. Two up, two down for Alcolde. This ball game's had everything. Seems like this series has had everything. It's been fun, hasn't it? Blue Jays 2, Daytona 1. Bases empty. Bottom 8, Jack Moss into the box. First pitch to Alcolde. From Alcolde is rolled slowly to first. Cunningham scoops it up, dashes to the bag, steps on it himself, and the inning is over. One of the more dramatic 1-2-3 innings you'll ever see. But no less, Alcolde sets down the Tortugas in order, and we go to the ninth. Blue Jays still lead it 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Joan Helipante climbs in to open the ninth for the Jays and swings and misses on the first pitch from Graham Osmond. And it's 0-1 as the Blue Jays still lead by a score of 2-1 at the top of the ninth inning. 0-1 misses outside. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays could really use some insurance. Nobody up in the Blue Jays bullpen. It will be Alcolde for the bottom of the ninth. 1-1 on the outside edge, called strike two. On the other side of the scorebook, we haven't talked a whole ton about Graham Osmond. It's been incredible. The 1-2. Ponte comes up empty on a fastball on the corner.
Bosman keeps on rolling along. 5 Ks for the southpaw. In relief of Ben Broody. Brings up Jeuni Munoz. Nobody on. Jeuni is 0 for 3. First pitch. He takes a home run hack and a miss. 0-1. This crowd has stuck around. Making noise like that fastball was at 100. 0-2. Just misses a touch outside. 1-1. Munoz with a red bat grip. Black barrel. 1-1. Down and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. It's a unique scheme for a bat. Don't see that often. If anything, the barrel's usually red. The handle black, maybe. 2-1. Called strike. Fastball found the zone. 2-2. Nobody up in Daytona's bullpen. Julio Murillo may be thinking, hey, the heck with it. This guy's dealing. 2-2. A hair outside. Close. A lot of close pitches tonight for Tyler Vandewater to call. Payoff pitch. Munoz fouls it back. The battle continues. Still 3-2. Just as we talk about nobody up in the bullpen, somebody stands up. Whether or not they're about to start stretching, I guess we'll find out. Osmond deals the next 3-2. Munoz with a check swing. Did he go? No swing. Says Austin Mayshak. That's a one-out walk for Munoz. Blue Jays with a man aboard for Braden Berry. Berry's hit a few balls hard tonight, including an RBI single that has the Blue Jays ahead 2-1. That came way back in the fourth. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch, Berry bunts, pulls back, and takes high. Ball one. Carlos Sanchez, the third baseman, drifts in. Now he moves back, well behind the bag. 1-0. Berry does not square and takes a called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. It's 1-1. Lights have taken full effect now. Glistening down on the artificial turf surface. 1-1. Inside, 2 balls and a strike. Logan Campbell, who finished a game one doubleheader win on Wednesday, is up and stretching now. The 2-1. Berry slaps it into right, falling fast. Pineda can't get it, nearly bounces over his head. Munoz on his horse, moving from first to third, throw back to first. Berry dives back in safely. Blue Jays have men on the corners with one out for Drew Jemison. Nice piece of hitting from Braden. Opposite field approach. The Blue Jays are applying pressure. Time called by the catcher, Connor Burns, puts out the signs to the infield. Jemison 0 for 3. Middle infield at double play depth. One out, top of the ninth, 2-1 Jays. First pitch, fastball on the black, called strike. Just on that outside edge. 0-1. Osmond on the third base side of the rubber. Sets at the belt. And throws. Jemison rips and misses on a high fastball. Quickly 0-2. Jemison calls time, adjusts his batting gloves, takes a breath. Back into the box. Osmond with a breath. His 0-2 pitch is flied into center. Confidant moves back. He's under it. Makes the catch. Munoz tags from third. Throw goes to second. Blue Jays get an insurance run. Much needed on the sack fly from Drew Jemison. 3-1 Blue Jays now in the ninth. Even just one more run of breathing room makes you feel real good. Not comfortable, but better. Two down, Bryce Arnold coming up. Barry still on first base. He takes off. First pitch misses outside. Throw down is late. Must have been the tag that was late. It was an excellent throw from Connor Burns. A pseudo pitch out. And that throw was great. Barry got a good jump too, but every throw from Burns is just a seed. It's really fun to watch. So it's 1-0 on Bryce, the pitch. Up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Crowd is stuck around, as we can tell by the heckling. And home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater and Austin Mayshek. 2-0. Bryce takes it. Nearly chin-high strike, at least it looked like from here. Again, hard to tell. We're almost right on top of the plate. We can tell in and out. That's about it. I wouldn't want to call balls and strikes. 2-1. Arnold takes a called strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. 2-2. Barry in scoring position off second. Blue Jays already with a run in. They lead 3-1 in the ninth. The 2-2. Bryce takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Burns with a good stop. It's full. 3-2. Bryce digs in. Taps both sides of the plate. Osmond reads the sign. Sets and fires. Arnold pops it up. First base side, Pineda in fair territory, overran the ball. It drops again. Arnold flying around second base. He's going to get into third as another ball drops in right field. Esmith Pineda overran it, and it cost Daytona a run. Make it 4-1 Blue Jays. Wow. Stunned silence from the crowd. First pitch to Carter Cunningham. Pulled foul on the first base side. It's 0-1. The folks on the hand-operated line score are hard at work now. And that one scored a straight triple. A one to Cunningham. Inside. One ball, one strike. So the Blue Jays with a two spot here in this ninth. With a little help from Mother Nature. 1-1. Misses inside and hit Cunningham. Puts another runner on. It's men on the corners for Arjun Namala with two outs. Still no throwing in Daytona's bullpen. And we're going to get a mound visit here. Willie Blair, the pitching coach, comes out. Maybe to just try and slow the heartbeat, as Graham Osmond has pitched well, but especially that second run, no fault of his own. Just incredible. You switch out right fielders and the same thing, obviously different looking plays. Balls dropping for different reasons, but no less, fly balls dropped that should be caught. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Meeting is over. Argent climbs in. 4-1 Blue Jays. First pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. Namala opened his night with a single in the first. 0 for 3 since. 1-0 pitch. Inside, near the knees. Two balls, no strikes. Arnold Pace is off third base. Cunningham with the leadoff first, being held on by Moss. The pitch. On the corner, called strike. Osmond back to that outside edge. 2-1. Now there's some throwing down the left field line. Logan Campbell getting warm. 2-1. Namala soars it into shallow right. Daytona holds his breath as Pineda makes a running catch, and Trey Fulton almost slides into him. Looks like he's all right, and the inning is over, but not before the Blue Jays get a run of insurance and then another one. Sack fly from Drew Jemison. And then an RBI triple on a fly ball to right that's overrun by Pineda. Gives the Blue Jays that second insurance run. All right. Fasten those seat belts. Bottom of the ninth coming up next. 4-1 Jays.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Blue Jays get two runs of insurance in the top of the ninth. One thanks to execution. The second thanks to luck. You'll take it either way. 4-1 Blue Jays, bottom nine in Daytona. Alejandro Alcalde will face Connor Burns, Eastmith Pineda, and is Turris in the bottom of the ninth. Starts with Connor Burns, first pitch. He takes a called strike. Slider found the outside edge. It's 0-1. It would be Eddie is Turris. The brand goes right to Cesar is Turris, former big leaguer. CL1 is fouled off. First base side. 0-2. Calde worked a 1-2-3-8 that included a fly ball to the wall off the bat of Sammy Stafora. The sent of 0-2. Misses up and in. Burns ducks out of the way. One ball, two strikes. To give you an idea where the Blue Jays season is at, as a whole, crazy stat that Brennan Mentz brought up to me before the game. 1-2. Burns takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now, maybe this has more to do with the other team we're about to mention. But if the Blue Jays win tonight and Clearwater loses, the Blue Jays will have the same record
This is the first half champion Threshers.
2-2.
Swing and a foul tip. Got Edward Duran pretty good. Two balls, two strikes. But think about how well that Clearwater played at the beginning of the season. Granted, they only edged out Lakeland for that division title in the first half, but both teams played so well. Clearwater has really slowed down lately, but the Blue Jays have really played the same all season. Consistent, right around 500.
2-2.
Burns drills it, and to left. Barry makes the catch. Crowd liked how that sounded. Looks good off Burns' bat. Just didn't get all of it. Here's East Smith Pineda. Time called as Eleander Alcalde says, I need to tie my shoe. Double knotted, in fact. Blue Jays 4, Daytona 1. Last of the ninth. Series tied at two games apiece. Alcalde nods at the sign for the first pitch from Edward. Here it is. It's popped up out of play. Third base side. 0-1. Looking ahead to tomorrow. Same time, same place. 6:35 first pitch. Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Nolan Perry on the mound for the Jays. 0-1. Pineda skies it on the infield. Alcalde gets out of the way. It's Namala. The shortstop makes the play. Two down. And it's up to Eddie Asturias. The fans begin to grab their jackets. If they're wearing one on this August day in Daytona Beach. Torres, a left-handed batter, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch, high and away, ball one. It's always hard to come into a game when you're expecting a day off. Obviously, everybody dresses, full uniform and all on the bench. But different mindset. Pitch misses high. Two balls, no strikes on his Torres. So Eddie had to come into the game for E. Smith Pineda. Rather, for Malvin Valdez, who did not chase after a fly ball. 2-0. It's Turris way out in front. A change of pace from Alcalde. Pulled the string on him. 2-1. Eleander will earn a save if he can finish this. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip. And to Duran's mitt. And the Tortugas are down to their final strike. Fans now up and heading for the exits, trying to beat the traffic. Alcalde has the sign from Duran. The pause and the 2-2 is popped up out in front of home plate. It's the first baseman, Cunningham, says he's got it. He does. Blue Jays win. They jump back ahead in the series, 3-2. And another tight, exhilarating ball game at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 4-1 the final score. We'll step aside and come back with the totals next on the postgame show on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, here are the final totals for tonight's Blue Jays win. The Blue Jays score four runs on eight hits. They do not commit an error, and they leave seven men on base. Daytona scores one run on their first pitch. They see solo homer from Yerlin Confidant. But that's it. One run on four hits, one error, and seven men left for Daytona. The winning pitcher is Nate Garko. Inning and two-thirds, no hits, no runs, two walks, but two strikeouts. Nate is 2-0 as his ERA tumbles down to 2.51. Ben Broody gets the loss. Four innings, four hits, two earned runs for him, two walks, two strikeouts. Broody is 0-3. The save goes to El Train, Alejandro Alcalde. Four saves for him as the Blue Jays improve to 17-16. They are 51-48 overall, while Daytona falls to 17-15. They are 48-50 in 2024. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of a paying crowd of 1,358. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. What do you say we start with the Toronto Blue Jays organization, because that's what we've got pulled up. We'll start with AAA Buffalo on the road at Worcester. They trail 3-1, top of the seventh inning. Top of the sixth inning for AA New Hampshire. They're in a delay at Binghamton. They lead 1-0. And that snaps a shutout streak of, get this, over 38 innings for the Fisher Cats. Heard that last night on the broadcast of the Vancouver game. New Hampshire snapping that precarious streak. Goodness. Vancouver played during the day today. We mentioned that game earlier. They lost in 10 innings, 6-5. Aaron Munson, the former Blue Jay, gets handed the loss, although he's been very effective in high A. 2.63 ERA for Aaron as Vancouver falls to 50-47. That's the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Now we'll look at the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard today. Bottom of the ninth in Lakeland. It's a tight one. Tampa 3, Flying Tigers 3. Top of the seventh down in Fort Myers. They played a game at 9:30 last night. That was first pitch. Fort Myers won that one. St. Lucie leads this one 3-1. The Mets trying to play spoiler for Fort Myers. Final score from Palm Beach. It's the Cardinals 5, Bradenton 4. And Clearwater and Jupiter were suspended in the bottom of the first inning, with Clearwater leading 3-0 over the Hammerheads. So they'll play that tomorrow as part of a doubleheader with more weather on the way on Sunday. Speaking of tomorrow, the pitching matchup tomorrow here in Daytona, Nolan Perry goes for the Jays, the right-hander with a sub-2 ERA at 1.96. Hunter Holland goes for Daytona. He's got no record with an ERA at 4.5. Again, 6:35 first pitch with our pregame show tentatively scheduled to start at 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. As always, brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill. That'll about do it for our coverage tonight from the Jack here in Daytona Beach. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Friday night. We always appreciate your company. We hope it was good, and we hope you enjoyed the broadcast just as much as you did the result. One more time, the final score. It's the Blue Jays 4 and the Tortugas 1.
This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.